You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now it's time to chat RNIB Scotland and their campaign work. What are they focusing on at the moment? What exciting projects are they looking forward to? And we're catching up today with Kirsty Henderson, Policy Officer in Strategy and Public Affairs with RNIB Scotland. It is so nice speaking with you today, Kirsty.
Hi there. Nice to speak to you as well.
And Kirsty, today we're starting with a little bit of, I feel like, a high. There's been some really good work done around tactile markers and train platforms across Scotland. So could you tell us a little bit more?
It's a real success. So all of Scotland's railway stations, of which I think there's around 363, now have tactile paving on the platform edge. Now, this has been a long time coming and is obviously a critical safety feature for the blind and partially sighted community in terms of placing yourself on the platform safely. And it has been a long time coming. There's been a campaign right across the UK by RNIB to get tactile paving installed at railway stations. And this started around 2020-2021 as part of our RailSafe campaign, partly in response to the tragic death of Cleveland Gervais, who sadly lost his life because a railway station he was at didn't have tactile paving. And there has been a lot of effort put in from RNIB, other sight loss sector colleagues and disabled people's organisations to put pressure on the government to make this a reality. There was initially a target set to install tactiles at all railway stations by 2029. And, you know, that was just not acceptable. That was seen as just too far off. In Scotland, we've been following the progress of the installation of tactile paving closely. Transport policy is devolved in Scotland, and we do have good relations with ScotRail, who are the main provider of trains in the country, and we are part of one of their engagement groups. So we've been able to kind of keep them to account and ask what's been happening in terms of the installation of this. And Network Rail also attend that group. So Network Rail are responsible for the infrastructure when it comes to railway stations in Scotland as well. I think through part of the relations that we've built up, the positive relationship that we've built up with ScotRail and Network Rail, as well as the pressure and campaigning, the awareness raising done by our community, we now have tactile paving on all platforms within Scotland, which is a real win. There was a report at the start of the year, an RNIB UK report called Platform for Change, and it found that one of the top three barriers blind and partially sighted people face when travelling by rail is navigating the station environment. So obviously getting to the right platform is one aspect of that, but then staying safe on the platform and knowing where to situate yourself should a train be coming into the platform or passing through is absolutely crucial. It really does play a key role for our community.
Such an amazing success. And a little bit more about travel, because another amazing announcement that came out recently is free travel on ScotRail services. And this is connected to companions and the blind national entitlement card holders as well.
Yeah. So in Scotland, there's been an arrangement for many years through the Blind Person's Rail Card, which gives people who are registered as sight impaired or severely sight impaired free travel. They get it on buses, but they also are entitled to free travel on the trains. And that's through the National Entitlement Card Scheme. What happened last year is there's been calls for a long time in Scotland for companions of cardholders to also travel for free. And last year there was a pilot to basically waive the fee of anyone travelling with a blind or partially sighted person on the railways within Scotland. That was in place for 12 months, and it was announced back in March there. The scheme is now going to be permanent. Previously, it was a bit of a complicated system that existed. It was a bit of a postcode lottery, so some local authority areas would apply discounts, but it just got really messy to try and administer, hence why it's now a permanent free scheme for companions. And it brings a lot of benefits for individuals as well. And the evaluation of the pilot has shown that blind and partially sighted people are now more likely to travel by rail because of free companion travel and take more trips. Yeah, we were really, really delighted with that announcement.
And are there any other projects you are working on at the moment? I mean, you guys sound super busy with everything that's going on.
There is a lot happening just now. Yeah, colleagues are very busy, and of course we've recently had the Scottish Parliament elections as well. So we have a new government and a new set of people to engage with when it comes to making them aware of the needs of the blind and partially sighted community. And getting around is obviously our key priority area, and one that we focus a lot of our work on. Rail transport, because a lot of Scotland's trains, they are kind of out of date now, and there's a lot of electrification of the actual lines, the railway lines themselves in Scotland, moving over from diesel trains. I think rail will continue to be a kind of prominent area, including bus travel in Scotland and elsewhere. Net zero and reducing carbon emissions is still very much on a lot of the top line issue when it comes to government agendas just now. And one of the ways in which you do that is often by encouraging people to use public transport, especially amongst our community. But the only way that you can get people to use public transport is by making sure that it is readily available and accessible. That's where we're kind of focusing our work. Also looking at the development of public spaces and streets. We work a lot in terms of responding to consultations on plans and proposals, making sure that blind and partially sighted people's views are taken into account, preferably at the early stages as opposed to later on in the process. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening around transport, getting around streets. And there's a whole host of other issues which my colleagues are working on, and we could probably spend the next hour or two talking about, but I won't. Those are the kind of key sort of areas just now, that we are focusing on within that realm of work.
Well, Kirsty, as you said, you guys are very busy and you're working on so many things. If we wanted to find out more or perhaps get involved in any of the work that you're doing, what's the best way?
At RNIB Scotland, we have a presence on social media. So we have Facebook, we have Blue Sky, LinkedIn actually as well. So if people are on LinkedIn and want to find out what's happening, that's also a really good place to check out our activity. And if people do want to get in touch with us directly, probably the best route is through the RNIB Central Advice Line. And yeah, we're more than happy to speak to people on any aspect of our work.
Well, if you would like to find out more through just a phone call through the RNIB helpline, that number is 0303 123 9999. But in the meantime, Kirsty Henderson, thank you so much for speaking with us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.